You are going to listen to a news report about a summer camp for teenagers whose family members suffer from a severe illness. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, complete the sentences 1 to 6 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Cancer can be an overwhelming diagnosis, but for years, while patients are receiving physical treatment, the Dempsey Centre in Lewiston has also been offering other support. The programmes offered by the Dempsey Centre go much deeper than counselling or yoga. They also recognise that the diagnosis affects entire families.
The Dempsey Centre offers a lot of support for teenagers, and in this summer they offer a retreat specifically for kids and teenagers who've become caregivers, meaning either their parent or a sibling is battling the disease. Oftentimes, those young caregivers grow up too quickly, but this week away at Camp Kiev offers them a space to breathe. After the week these kids have had at the Space to Breathe camp, a rock wall challenge is next to nothing.
I couldn't be prouder of these kids. They've just done so much in the past few days, challenged themselves, and I've seen so much growth.
This 5-day camp is put on by the Dempsey Center in Lewiston. None of these kids have cancer, but...
My sister was diagnosed with Wilms' tumor when she was 4 years old. So yeah, I grew up with my sister having cancer.
Their loved ones do.
It's pretty hard growing up with a sibling who has cancer, for multiple reasons. One being that my parents weren't always around, so I had to grow up and do a lot of things by myself. And just seeing your sibling go through something so hard is obviously something that's hard to go through as well.
Most of Mason Smith's friends will never really understand what that feels like, but here at the Space to Breathe camp, everyone does.
I have 4 people in my family who have had cancer. 2 have passed away, my dad a few years ago. He had lung cancer. About 5 years later, my mom then got diagnosed with stage 4 brain cancer. She had a glioblastoma tumor. It was pretty big when they found it, and it was already stage 4.
Lou Warren will start a new high school in the fall when she moves in with her aunt.
I'm an optimist, and I always find the good in situations. So I think that this whole experience has helped me find myself, where I'm becoming who I'm supposed to be.
If this teenager seems more like a full-fledged adult, it's because she grew up quickly. At home, these kids are caregivers. Here at the camp, they're just kids. At present moment, Dr. Rod Nato volunteers with the camp, leading rafting expeditions, hiking trips, and sometimes campfire conversations.
Last night around the campfire, I was asking, how can we connect the impact to cancer with adventure? And we just gone rafting and had a participant say, well, I really figured out today that we're all in the same boat together. We're all having our own experience paddling and just trying to keep afloat. I was just like, wow.
Even though they're adolescents, they really are, a lot is expected of them as the, you know, son or daughter or sibling of someone with cancer. By offering these camps, they get in touch with others who are in the same situation. So they find out that they are not the only ones having such a hard time. And that alone helps a lot.
Music.
cancer can be an overwhelming diagnosis. But for years, while patients are receiving physical treatment, the Dempsey Centre in Lewiston has also been offering other support. The programs offered by the Dempsey Centre go much deeper than counselling or yoga. They also recognise that the diagnosis affects entire families.
The Dempsey Centre offers a lot of support for teenagers, and in this summer they offer a retreat specifically for kids and teenagers who've become caregivers, meaning either their parent or a sibling is battling the disease. Oftentimes, those young caregivers grow up too quickly, but this week away at Camp Kiev offers them a space to breathe. After the week these kids have had at the Space to Breathe camp, a rock wall challenge is next to nothing.
I couldn't be prouder of these kids. They've just done so much in the past few days, challenged themselves, and I've seen so much growth.
This 5-day camp is put on by the Dempsey Center in Lewiston. None of these kids have cancer, but...
My sister was diagnosed with Wilms' tumor when she was 4 years old. So yeah, I grew up with my sister having cancer.
Their loved ones do.
It's pretty hard growing up with a sibling who has cancer, for multiple reasons. One being that my parents weren't always around, so I had to grow up and do a lot of things by myself. And just seeing your sibling go through something so hard is obviously something that's hard to go through as well.
Most of Mason Smith's friends will never really understand what that feels like, but here at the Space to Breathe camp, everyone does.
I have 4 people in my family who have had cancer. 2 have passed away, my dad a few years ago. He had lung cancer. About 5 years later, my mom then got diagnosed with stage 4 brain cancer. She had a glioblastoma tumor. It was pretty big when they found it, and it was already stage 4.
Lou Warren will start a new high school in the fall when she moves in with her aunt.
I'm an optimist, and I always find the good in situations. So I think that this whole experience has helped me find myself, where I'm becoming who I'm supposed to be.
If this teenager seems more like a full-fledged adult, it's because she grew up quickly. At home, these kids are caregivers. Here at the camp, they're just kids. At present moment, Dr. Rod Nato volunteers with the camp, leading rafting expeditions, hiking trips, and sometimes campfire conversations.
Last night around the campfire, I was asking, how can we connect the impact to cancer with adventure? And we just gone rafting and had a participant say, well, I really figured out today that we're all in the same boat together. We're all having our own experience paddling and just trying to keep afloat. I was just like, wow.
Even though they're adolescents, they really are, a lot is expected of them as the, you know, son or daughter or sibling of someone with cancer. By offering these camps, they get in touch with others who are in the same situation. So they find out that they are not the only ones having such a hard time. And that alone helps a lot.